Hey everyone, welcome to Phil Goes to Camp. I am the titular Phil, and the titular camp is Camp Forest Green, formerly Camp Crystal Lake, home turf of one Jason Voorhees. If you are new here, I'm watching the Friday the 13th series of movies for the first time in my life. And also, if you're new here, please peruse our back catalog of regular episodes. My son Austin and I have over 100 in-depth movie reviews in the archives, and you would never guess that by the way I flubbed the word movie. Today I'm talking about Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, which is the official title of this movie, both on IMDb and on the movie poster, which means for the first time in the entire franchise, the official title combines Roman numerals and a subtitle. Congratulations, Friday the 13th franchise. It took you 6 movies to do it, but you finally brought all your inconsistencies under one umbrella with this movie. Good job. I'm very proud of you. To check in with how this film lines up with the Star Trek pattern of quality, I have to say we are continuing that same trend of odd-numbered movies being bad and even-numbered movies being good. This is not only a movie that reinforces that pattern, but just as much as Part 5 represented a low point in the franchise for me, I can confidently say that Part 6 represents a high point in the franchise so far. This movie stands as a beacon of quality that all the rest of the movies in the franchise should have been striving for. While I do think that, in a large part, the movies up to this point had an indie movie or exploitation movie vibe to them that made them entertaining in that context, like through that lens, you're like, okay, I'm watching like a 70s exploitation movie. I know what this is, and it's working for me on that level. Part 6, really, this movie feels like it's trying to be more than that. It's trying to be an actual theatrical feature, not just a B-movie or like a cheap horror movie. This movie is striving for sort of mainstream acceptance, I feel like. And the effort shows, and it shows in a good way, not like a try-hard kind of way. I think this movie does what it does really well because for the first time in this franchise, the director is also the writer of one of these movies. It's like maybe a singular creative vision because one person understood what this franchise is. He wrote the movie and he directed the movie. This single person is a guy named Tom McLaughlin. And I think he really understands what the Friday the 13th movies are. He knows that these are movies for teenagers who want to root for Jason. They want entertaining kills. They want to laugh at the dark jokes about murder. And that's exactly what he gives them. The only thing that we're missing here that would be aimed at that same teenage audience is gratuitous boobs. They've been a staple of the series up to this point. And honestly, watching these movies over the past week or two makes me realize exactly how sanitized horror movies have become since the sort of early days of slasher exploitation movies. It's been nice to revisit a time when cheap thrills like that were just sort of commonplace and almost expected. I'm not saying we need to go back to that, but it's nice to remember that those times existed. But I digress. There's none of that in this movie, and it feels like that's the reason why. I don't think Tom McLaughlin wanted this to be a cheap exploitation movie. I think he wanted this to simply be a real movie about a masked killer and a kid that he traumatized trying to stop him. And to speak more on that kid, this is a great end to the Tommy Jarvis saga that parts 4, 5, and 6 were. While those movies varied wildly in quality, they delivered us a full arc of the character of Tommy, Who cares if they totally ditched the idea that Tommy would be the new Jason at the end of 5? Who cares that in 3 movies, Tommy was played by 3 different actors, and that is so confusing that the first 15 minutes of this one, Tommy introduces himself probably 10 or 12 times just to train the audience into believing that this guy is the new Tommy. Who cares? I don't. This movie was a great end to that arc. And I'm glad that they dove into making Tommy be portrayed at sort of 3 different points of his character arc. And that they all actually feel like conceivable that this is the journey one traumatized character could take from childhood into adulthood. It actually almost serves, whether intended or not, as sort of a metaphor for dealing with a traumatic event, and that it's hard to put it behind you. And that it actually takes kind of a lifetime of trying that. I don't know if they really were intending to go that deep with it, but it they stuck the landing on it either way. Interesting note, I also, on that same kind of idea, usually in movie trilogies, I find the second movie is usually the strongest one. I like the darker second act, Empire Strikes Back, The Two Towers, things like that. I usually find that very strong. Storytelling-wise, usually the most entertaining movies. This one, the exact opposite. The middle chapter of this, part 5, as I've said before, maybe the worst movie in the franchise so far. The kills in this movie, they're all great. There's some jokes kind of built in, some humor built in. Jason reacts to things in kind of a funny way when he like accidentally tears a guy's arm off and then he kind of looks at it. It's just like this faceless acting. I think whoever is playing Jason in this one, it's usually like some stunt performer or something like that, I believe. But either way, it's body acting, and, you know, his face is covered up. It's makeup covered by a hockey mask. And I just think I really give it points for that. It sort of almost humanized an inhuman character, and I got to give it props for that. The kids at camp are also given some really funny lines to deliver. There's a point where 2 campers are just surrendering to the fact that they're going to be murdered by Jason, and one of them says to the other, "What did you want to be when you grew up?" That honestly got a honest-to-God laugh out of me. I think there's some really sort of fun dialogue in here, and dealing with the campers is really good. Also, speaking to the how mainstream this franchise had gotten, which is why I think they were shooting for more of a mainstream movie in this, there's a song by Alice Cooper on the soundtrack. You know, it's the first sort of legit, it's not a needle drop, whatever, a song. They got a mainstream artist to do a song for the movie, for the first time in the franchise. I am a little impressed by that. That's going to do it for this one. Come back next time and see if part 7 will break the cycle and pleasantly surprise us. But I give this one a big thumbs up. Part 6, legit, pretty good movie. I really had a good time with this one. On that note, reporting from Camp Crystal Lake. Sorry, Camp Forest Green. Located on the fraying edge of my sanity, this is Phil. And I will talk to you next time.